Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We know that the third wave is here, Gauteng being very, very hard hit, a rise in COVID-19 cases. Was the city of Johannesburg ready for the third wave, and how is it going to combat it? Joining us on the line is MMC Eunice Mahinga, who is the member of the Mayoral Committee for the Health and Social Development in the city of Johannesburg. A very good morning, and thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you doing this morning?
Allowing me to be here this morning. Very good morning to yourself and the listeners at home.
So it's got to be a very, very stressful time for somebody like yourself involved in the health social development for the city of Johannesburg. We've seen COVID cases rising. It's a balance of trying to keep the economy going as well as protect people. And as much, I think, as we anticipate this, we don't really know how bad it's going to be until we're in the middle of it. And now we can see just how difficult it is. Take us through your planning, your thought process, and how you try and cater for different eventualities.
I think let's agree that the third wave is already here.
Absolutely.
Particularly in Gauteng, mm-hmm. and I think as well in Johannesburg. And you would know even with the first wave and the second wave, Johannesburg was the hot spot,
sure,
in terms of COVID-19. And now that the third wave is already here, I would say that we have been, together with the provincial command council, have been able to make sure that we respond to all the challenges that we come across that affect our communities in as far as COVID-19 is concerned. And I think as part of our response, particularly from the health department, we have put together a plan to respond to the third wave. And what we're currently doing in our regions, we have seven regions in the city of Johannesburg, and what we are doing, outreach teams that do health education and promotion, which normally is conducted in our malls, in our schools, and other public spaces, just to encourage communities to always maintain social distancing, to also regularly wash their hands, as well as to wear their masks, to encourage communities to avoid public gatherings, because this day we see that most of our people get infected in such spaces where we avoid areas that are packed and so on. So that's what we're doing. But over and above that, we are continuing with our vaccination rollout plan in the city. We have identified non-medical facilities wherein we are vaccinating our elderly people who are 60 years and above. So we continue with that plan, and every week we are making sure that we add more non-medical sites in all our systems. As I speak here now, I can confidently say that in all our regions, we have at least two non-medical sites where we are vaccinating our elderly people. And very soon we will be starting with the phase 2B of our rollout plan for the vaccination.
I think we're
trying all we can, but as you know, the ball is in everyone's hands. Yeah, we need both our public people to make sure that they play their part, because if they don't do that, then it means the third wave will hit us more than it is doing now, as it is. Numbers are very bad. It's quite bad, to be honest. So
It is
bad. We really need our community members to play part.
Well, that was going to be my question. Is do you think that Johannesburgers, and I'm not even talking about people from other cities in the country, are Johannesburg residents more compliant, less compliant, not compliant enough in terms of our sanitizing hand, our mask wearing, or do we still need to reinforce that over and over again?
Yes, indeed, we really need to reinforce. We have seen our people not adhering to the protocols of COVID-19. Hence, I'm saying our at-risk teams are doing all they can in our risk to make sure that people comply in terms of the COVID regulations. But as it is now, our people are not complying. I must be honest with you. You go to malls, you go to, even in our schools, our inspectors sometimes go to schools and you will see that even our schools don't comply as expected. So we still have that challenge, and the numbers are increasing as well. We still have to make more emphasis on our people in as far as observing the protocols of COVID-19.
And what about the Charlotte Mateka Hospital? Is that going to be open soon in order to be able to assist with the treating COVID patient?
I must say, in terms of COVID, I mean, in terms of Charlotte Mateka situation, that national government as well as the province and local government, which is us at this level, we are making sure that doing our best to make sure that Charlotte Mateka is open eventually, because you would know that Charlotte Mateka played a very crucial role.
During the second wave, very much so.
We are doing our best to make sure that we comply, as well as just making sure that we open that center as well. We're working around the clock to make sure.
Do you foresee tighter regulations in the city of Johannesburg over the next coming weeks?
Actually, leave that to the National Command Council. I think they'll be speaking today. Let's hear from them. They'll be the ones who determine whether we need more restrictions in the city. But as things are now, I think we must expect anything.
I think
from
so
the
as well.
Council,
I share that view as well. I'm very concerned when I look at what's
concerning.
Going on. I think that we have to send a message to people that this is a very serious situation, and things unfortunately do need to be curtailed. That's unfortunately where we do need to leave it. MMC Eunice Makinga, who is the member of the Mayoral Committee MMC for the Health and Social Development in the city of Johannesburg. And